Zuf ein Tes, Zuf Beis. Mishe Zoymach am Shulchan Achehem, Afilu Oma Havzon Unazorech, Lo Yave Hesach Adas, Ad Sheyoyme Bal Habois. Person is eating by somebody else. And the guest says, the let's bench, that is irrelevant information, because the Suda is dependent on the Bal Habois. So even if the guest said let's bench, he could still eat afterwards. And that Hesach Adas, because he knows that he's dependent on Bala Bais. Once the Bala Bais says, let's bench, then everybody is also to continue eating without a bracha. But that's only if they just were quiet and basically looks like they're accepting his opinion. If one of the guests want to continue eating, then he should just say that I'm planning to continue eating, or just continue eating. In a way that's clear that his intention was not to stop that. Okay, so this gimel. In lo yom ha'avlon u'nevarech, they didn't say let's bench. The gambling not till Yom, they didn't wash their hands. He should not till Kois Levorach Havei Hesach Adas. When he took the cup to make the bracha on the Mazon, Ala Yayin, on the wine in the cup, that's already considered a point of time that we are sure that he decided not to continue eating, and therefore cannot continue eating without the bracha. Shabbat says that once he takes the cup, he should not even talk till he benches. So the taking of the cup is equivalent to Tiyos Tadam, which we said before, that you should immediately bench after you do that. Yeah, and the halacha says, what about if the one who's benching picks up the cup, but how does it affect everybody else? So if he's the one who is the head of the meal, the Bala Bayi, so the most special person there, then we assume in Asana really is mechavim to stop together with him unless they explicitly say otherwise. But if he's just one of the people that happens to be there, they were mechavim with the benching, sure. If the other people say into anything that shows that their intent to stop eating, they're not required to stop. Siv Dalet. Kesher Odom Nichnas Aveis Chaveyo Yesh Shom Chaburis Halash Oichlim Kol Echad V'chol Echad Moishu B'Koyz. Somebody visits his friend, there's a bunch of tables of people, each group at a different table, and each one gives them a cup to drink. Yesh Mishreim Shavach Kol Echad Boi Priyagofim V'chol Pamu Nimach. Some say he has to make a new bracha of every cup he gets, but he's not expecting anybody to give him. So this one gives him, other one gives him. Oof, that was so nice of him. If when he got the first cup, he clearly had in mind that whatever they're going to give to me is included in this bracha, then it's enough to make one bracha. So today, generally, if there's people eating there, your ma'ir dasas and everything they can bring you, especially if you visit somebody at Purim, and one person gives you a cup of wine, you could assume that that's including, that his mind is not anything that's going to be given to him. Sifei, akruyim, the face, fal habayis, if he was invited to have fruit by Bal HaBayis, and Bal HaBayis brought him one fruit, then we also assume that in the Stam, his das is on anything they'll bring him afterwards, and therefore, even if they bring him the fruit afterwards, it's included in his first bracha. Even if he wasn't sure if they're going to bring it out, but we assume that his das is linked to the Bal HaBayis, and maybe his mind is always open, maybe they'll bring him more. So, once again, a guest eating some type of food, if even more food out afterwards, you're not going to get a bracha on that, because the das of the guest is dependent on the das of Bala Bais.